In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our sermon text is the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday as we continue our readings from the gospel according to St. Mark. This morning we read in chapter 6, beginning at verse 7. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out, two by two, and gave them authority over impure spirits. These are his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. This is the word of our Lord. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, dear fellow redeemed, God wants his church to travel light. It's always been that way. Noah didn't take all the animals on earth into the ark. He took one pair of unclean animals and more of clean animals. In the Exodus, the people went out every day and gathered daily bread, enough for that day only, except on the eve of the Sabbath. The children of Israel, during those 40 years, didn't have to drag a lot of luggage along, because God saw to it in a miracle that their clothes did not wear out. Their shoes did not wear out. Our Lord Jesus also warns us against becoming weighed down in our journey. He tells us that we aren't to get weighed down internally with the sins of carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of this life. In fact, our Savior tells us to throw off those anxieties of life that make us weary and burdened and exchange them for his yoke under which we rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. The Apostle Paul reminds us that the problems and difficulties, the weights, the burdens of this present life are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. God wants us to travel light on the narrow road that leads to life. God wants us to travel light because that journey that we travel on the narrow road to life is also the time that we are on our mission to share the good news that God's Son, Jesus, is the world's only Redeemer from sin. That his death on the cross paid for my sin and guilt. That his resurrection from the dead guarantees my resurrection, not only from the death of sin, but also even from temporal death, as one day we will live forever in heaven. God has called us to himself, given us that mission, and then sends us out on it with what we need so that we can travel light. So this morning, as we see that the church travels light in our mission, we note, first of all, that we are not to weigh ourselves down with those things that are unnecessary, and see that God equips us and gives us the only thing that is necessary. Calling the 12 to him, Jesus began to send them out two by two. Several pictures came to my mind as I was thinking about this. You know I don't use sports metaphors often, but that reminds me of the quarterback calling his team into the huddle and then sending his backs and his wide receivers out to their positions to run their various patterns that he has given them. Jesus called his disciples to him and sent them out two by two. That reminded me of a salesman, of an area manager who calls to himself his sales reps. And he gives them the information about the product, and he gives them instructions, and he gives them a pep talk. And then he sends them out into their various areas of responsibility. More than once during the school year, I see our preschool director, and I see her helpers call and gather the youngsters to themselves. And they give them directions and instructions about what they're supposed to do next. And then they send them off, send them out to their chairs around all the tables so they can do what they've been told. Calling the 12 to him, Jesus began to send them out two by two. All those examples I gave and this incident from Jesus' ministry have something in common. There's one person in charge. There's one person who gives the directions. And there's one person who bears all the responsibilities for the results. Jesus is in charge of our mission. And that's why he has called us to himself as he called those 12 apostles, who are also his disciples. Jesus is the one who had the plan, who gave the instructions. He is in charge. And Jesus is the one who is responsible for the results. We are not responsible for the results of our mission of sharing the good news of Christ. That responsibility lies with God as the Holy Spirit works through the gospel. But Christ has called us to himself, given us our instructions, and he sends us out not alone, but with other Christians to go about and carry out the mission, his mission, that he has given us. And he wants us to travel light as we are doing that. And that's why Jesus told his apostles, I only want you to take one staff. No bread, no wallet. I don't even want you to take some coins and stuff them in your belt around your waist. Wear your sandals. But don't even put on or take along an extra shirt. What was Jesus telling them? Keep focused on the mission. I'll take care of you. I've called you. I've instructed you. I've equipped you with my authority that you are now going to take out. Don't worry about anything else. Don't think even about where you're going to stay. When you go out, look to the people who welcome you, who welcome your message, and stay with them. They will put you up and take care of you so that you can go about your work, so that you can travel light, not burdened and weighed down by a lot of anxiety and a lot of concerns about earthly things and about your own welfare. Now move that forward to today. What can weigh us down as the church that keeps us from traveling light in our mission? Well, one thing that can weigh us down is financial problems. When you and I become self-serving, when you and I live our lives with wrong priorities about where we are to use our money and the material gifts that God has given us. More than one of you has sat in more than one meeting as the church is weighed down with financial concerns. The church can become weighed down by becoming intolerant of self-serving pastors and pastors who teach false doctrine and who are not interested in feeding the flock God's word, but their own opinions. We've seen churches, we see what happens when false teaching and self-serving pastors, hirelings, come into the church and cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine that we have learned. What can weigh the church down so that we don't travel light in our mission is when we forget that it's not our mission. It's Christ's mission. And we begin to think that we should share our views and follow our priorities and take care of our business rather than heeding and remembering the instructions of our Savior to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Father, forgive us for those times when we have taken on that extra baggage that has weighed us down so that we can't travel light in our mission. Protect us. Keep us from those sins, from those anxieties of life that get in the way of going out, remembering your word, and gladly carrying out our work. Our Savior's meaning then and now in instructing the church to travel light is don't get bogged down. Don't lose your focus. Don't become fearful or anxious or hesitant. Don't become self-serving. Don't become an instrument of the secular world to get involved in all kinds of issues that have nothing to do with the salvation of souls so that you lose sharing that message of sin and grace, of repentance and forgiveness and faith in Jesus Christ. Go two by two. You don't have to go alone. How would you feel if every week you were the only one that showed up to worship God? If you were the only one who I told would go with me this week and sharing the good news of Christ. We do it, but isn't it easier to have the fellowship and the support of fellow Christians? That's why we gather together on Sunday morning for fellowship and for support of one another so that when we go out those doors, we don't go alone, but we go two by two sharing that message, looking for those who will welcome us, looking for those who will welcome our message and support us in our work. The church travels light in its mission. That doesn't mean that the church is a bunch of lightweights. We go out because the Lord, and as we go out, the Lord has given us the one thing that is necessary. And that one thing is his authority. And we take that authority, which is very weighty, out into the world. He gave them authority over impure spirits. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. The authority that the 12 exercise is the authority of Christ. Jesus said, all authority on heaven and in heaven and on earth has been given to me. The centurion recognized Jesus' authority. When Jesus preached, the people said, he preaches as one with authority, not like the teachers of the law. Jesus Christ preached with that authority of his eternal Father as the eternal Son, man. And he manifested that authority, how? Driving out demons, preaching repentance, and healing the sick. The very things that he told his apostles to do. The very things that he gave them the authority to do. They would preach repentance. They would drive out and have authority over unclean spirits, over demons. They would heal the sick, not with their own authority, but with the authority of Christ. That word authority here has the idea of a warrant, like a warrant for an arrest or a search warrant. Those are issued by a judge, aren't they? It's the judge's authority behind that warrant. And the person who has received that, who carries that, doesn't carry their own authority, do they? They carry the authority of the person who has issued that warrant, has issued that decree. Our mission carries that authority of Christ, the authority to preach repentance. We preach repentance and forgiveness through which we actually raise people from the dead, from the death of unbelief to new life in Christ. We even raise them from temporal death, because on the last day, all believers' bodies will rise to live eternally in heaven. We go out and we heal the sick. We heal them of the sickness of sin and its power and its guilt and its results. We heal them also of the weaknesses that sin brings. As again, we give them righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, to give them that holiness of Christ through faith. And also, again, to heal their bodies from the results of sin as we live forever. You and I preach with the authority of Christ. And that preaching works like it did with those apostles. Brings people to faith. It raises them from the dead. It heals their sicknesses. It does all of those things that it did by Christ's authority. Not everyone will welcome us. Not everyone will welcome our message. Jesus told them, you can fully expect that not everybody is going to listen. But when they don't, leave them. Just leave and go somewhere else. Shake the dust off the bottom of your sandals as a sign of God's judgment against their unbelief, against their rejection. We do that metaphorically, as when those who mock the word or don't listen to the word, rebel against the word, we move on and we take that word and that mission to others. The warrant of Christ's authority that you and I carry is the Bible, particularly the gospel. When someone asks you, By what authority do you preach to me and claim to offer God's word? By what authority dare you judge my lifestyle? That you judge me? By what authority do you decide what's wrong, what's right, what's God's will, what isn't God's will? By what authority dare you approach me and say, the only way to heaven is by faith in Jesus Christ? You don't have any authority to talk to me about, to tell me about those things. And we say to them, you're right. I have no authority over you. I have no authority over the things that you do in your life. I have no authority whether or not you go to heaven or hell. But I'm not speaking with my authority. I'm speaking with Christ's authority. I'm speaking with the authority of the inspired and inerrant and changeless Word of God. That is the authority that judges you as it judges me. That provides your only Savior from sin and provides my only Savior from sin. The church travels light in our mission because the only thing we take with us is the authority of Christ. And that authority is ours in the living Word, Jesus, and it is also ours in the written Word of the Bible. And as we take Jesus and the Word on our mission, that doesn't create a heavy burden that weights us down. That, in fact, is what makes light our mission into the world. Amen.